What about broadband?
Well, you know, part of the strategy of rebuilding the rural economy is to make sure that as we're producing these products, we're able to market them not just to ourselves locally, but regionally and globally. To do that, you need telecommunications equipment that's up to date and up to speed, and that's why it's important to expand broadband access in rural areas. We have over 300 projects at USDA that we are currently working on, which will expand broadband to over 7 million people, 345,000 businesses, and 34,000 schools and hospitals and other anchor institutions. The president signed an executive order yesterday asking agencies to basically streamline the process by which broadband access could be could utilize federal lands and do it in a simpler, quicker way. You know, we're not waiting for Congress to give us the authority. We're using the existing authorities as best we can to expand this very important 21st century tool.
You said utilize federal lands. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you have to put wires or cable or fiber, and you've got to connect it from one community to another, it may intersect effectively federal lands. It may be through a national forest. It may be a Bureau of Land Management. It may be something else at the United States Defense Department facility where there are millions, you know, thousands of acres that surround it, making it a little bit easier to utilize those areas. And we're doing the same thing with transmission. You can produce twice as much renewable energy, which is what we've done in the last 3 years, but if you can't if you don't have the transmission systems to get it to the communities that need it, you know, it doesn't help as much. So it's important to make the process easy, simple, transparent, and quick. And we have obviously work to do on all those things, but the president is directing us to do as much as we can to get broadband instituted and implemented as far in as broad of area as possible.
Would you say this is a good time to be Secretary of Agriculture? And would you like to be Secretary for another 4 years?
Well, let me say I've got the greatest job in America, and I have told that to the president. I'm not sure that he agrees with me. I think he thinks he's got a pretty good job, but it is a great job. I love this job. You know, it's the president's prerogative, who has the honor and privilege of being in this position, and I certainly wouldn't want to preempt his decision-making, but it is a good time to be Secretary of Agriculture. It's always a good time to be the Secretary of Agriculture because you're working for people that are just the salt of the earth. These are people that understand hard work and responsibility and step up for their country every single day and do extraordinary things and allow us to have freedoms in this country that we just take for granted. Food security, affordable food, diversity of food makes us a stronger nation from a national security perspective, and that's often not recognized.